This week we are moving into eclipse season. Yes, it's a big deal. And yes, I'm going to talk all about it. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Mainly Moonology podcast. I'm your host, Yasmin Boland, an award-winning astrologer and the Sunday Times best-selling author of books including Moonology and creator of the Moonology Oracle Cards. My intention for this podcast is to help you understand how you can create your dream life using mainly Moonology, the moon, as your guide.
Hey, everybody. Well, guess what? We are back at the start of another eclipse season. We are actually kicking off this eclipse season with a full moon eclipse in the sign of Libra, which, as you may or may not know, is the relationship sign. Full moons are always about letting go, moving on. They can also be about the end of a chapter, and they can very much be kind of like a marker in the sands of time, let's say. This week's eclipse is taking place in the sign of Libra, which is the relationship sign. So if you're hoping for some kind of big shift in your life when it comes to romance or a relationship with someone in your family, or even a relationship with someone who you'd consider a VIP in your life, could be your boss or a coworker where things have gone a bit crazy, or even with your best friend, it's really a time when shifts can happen. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Eclipses can be quite tough. Basically, eclipses are about shaking us up and making sure we are on the right track, we're on the right path. And if you have wandered off the path that your soul wanted to be on this lifetime to achieve whatever it is your soul wants to achieve this lifetime. So if that happens, if you wander off the path, eclipses can be like when the universe comes up to you and goes thwack and bashes you back onto the path you're meant to be on. New moon eclipses often are easier because when you get a new moon eclipse, it's a new start and you're getting to set intentions and send them out to the universe and you're getting to make new moon wishes, and eclipses like supercharge all those. This one is a full moon eclipse, which can be tougher because they can be more about letting go and moving on. And we all know that that's something that a lot of us humans have trouble with. That said, this particular full moon eclipse is kind of a little bit nicer than some, shall we say. So every new moon and full moon has certain qualities that's common every single month to the new moon or every single month to the full moon. But they're also, everyone is different because every new or full moon has different planetary aspects going on around the same time. And this full moon is actually taking place, as I said, in the sign of Libra. But straight after the eclipse, we actually get a harmonious link between Venus, which is the planet that rules Libra. Okay, so the planet that rules the sign that the full moon is in is actually going to be making a harmonious link to the planet of change, Uranus. So really what we're getting here is a message from the universe that something that's been stuck can become unstuck. If you've been feeling like you can't escape something, this is the energy you need to escape. And really the Venus-Uranus energy suggests that even though it's a full moon eclipse and full moon eclipses can be quite tough, overall what is going to happen now is going to very much turn out to be positive in the long run. It's not likely to just happen by itself. You do need to stay conscious and you do need to be aware. So in particular, now, if you're in my Mainly Moonology membership, we will be working with this full moon eclipse. We will be working on our relationships and how to use this energy of this eclipse to manifest better relationships. If you're not in my membership, then you should join because it's a really good time to join. It's mainlymoonologymembership.com. We'll get you there. We'll put a link in the description below as well. But overall, what you want to do is get conscious about which relationships of yours you want to shift. So when we intentionally engage in spiritual practices at the time of an eclipse, it really is a time when we can start to activate some pretty big shifts, okay? Full moons are always a time to forgive and move on, okay? They're a time to forgive yourself, for anything you think you've done or anything you think you haven't done or you should have done or you didn't do properly. And they're very much a time to forgive someone else. Can you manage to forgive yourself for whatever mistakes you feel you've made or actually any hurt that you've caused? Can you acknowledge how you have evolved since you made those mistakes? And really importantly, can you manage to forgive anyone that has hurt you? Okay, it could be someone who's hurt you in the last 6 months, since the last eclipses, in the last 12 months, in the last 12 years, in the last ever. Okay, it's very much a time to practice what they call radical forgiveness. Okay, and if you really go into this full moon eclipse week with an open heart, doing your best to let go of any upsets and any dramas, it can be a time for doing what they call quantum leaping. And that is when you shift from one reality to another, as if by magic, seemingly overnight, from one way of being to another. Because really, that's what eclipses are about. People don't really talk about that. I've seen a lot of people talking about quantum leaping in the past year or two. And I do find the concept fascinating because I know I've done some quantum leaping in my time. But I do think people forget to mention that really, I personally think as an astrologer, and I think most astrologers would agree with me, the optimum time for quantum leaping is eclipse time, because that is when it's almost like when portals open up to a new life, should you decide to take them. The harder you work on anything, including yourself, this week, the better your results are going to be. And I just want to explain something as well with the idea of quantum leaping, if you don't know what it is. So the idea of quantum leaping is when you suddenly, your life changes overnight. Now, the obvious thing that springs to mind when I think of something like that is someone who wins, you know, $20 million or pounds or euros or whatever in the lottery and their life changes. It can be when all of a sudden you lose your job, or it can be when all of a sudden you meet someone who changes your life in an amazing way and suddenly you go from one thing to the next. Like one minute your life is like A and the next minute your life is like Z and all your friends are going, oh my gosh, what happened? Eclipses have that energy of, you are here, you want to be here, set your intentions, let go of whatever you need to let go of, move through the portal, and you can start to change your life. But as I said, you need to do the work as well. You need to especially practice forgiveness, because forgiveness is honestly one of the most powerful things you can include in your spiritual practice. Forgiving yourself for anything you know that you've done wrong or you fear that you've done wrong, and forgiving anyone else who's upset you. If you can do that this week, you will make the most of this full moon eclipse. And I actually wanted to sort of drill down even further onto that and do things not to do, not just at the full moon, but things not to do at this full moon. And it does sound negative to say what not to do, but I feel like it's almost a way of driving home the message even more powerfully. So I think the number one thing I would say at the time of this full moon eclipse in Libra is, if there are issues in one of your most important relationships, could be with your mom or your dad or your brother or your sister or your best friend, your partner, your ex, your colleague, anyone, if there are issues, do not ignore them. Do not ignore relationship issues at this time, because basically what can happen is that the Libra full moon eclipse will bring relationship issues to a head. So if you pretend they're not happening, it's just going to cause dramas. I mean, basically what they say in relationships is that, you know, most relationships can survive anything if you keep the lines of communication open. So really use this time for open and honest communication, even if it's hard, even if it's awkward. Face those difficult issues. Say, we need to sit down and talk about this, if that's how it feels. Don't sweep them under the rug, or you may find that the eclipse sort of blows everything up in a way that's far more dramatic, and it doesn't need to be that dramatic, although eclipses are dramatic. And let me just say here as well with eclipses, the more you resist the changes that you sense that the universe wants you to make for your own highest good, the more you resist those changes, the more difficult that an eclipse will be. try not to have any knee-jerk reactions this week. We're all going to be wanting to find a balance between what I want and what you want, what's good for me, what's good for us, because the full moon eclipse takes place across the Aries Libra axis. Aries is me, me, me. Libra is you and me, you and me, and you and me. But, you know, making rash decisions, even if it's a rash decision to keep the peace, not a really good idea. Very much a time to weigh up what is best for everyone. So don't be rash. Weigh up what's best for everyone. And also consider the feelings of everyone involved. With the Libra Aries energy, sometimes it's very easy to intellectualize everything, but think about the feelings that you have and the other person's feelings, whoever you're involved with. Another thing to not do this full moon eclipse in Libra week is to actually only focus on someone else. You know, especially if you're in a relationship that's a bit troubled, it can be really easy to just think about them all the time, think about their needs, what you can do to make them happy. You do need to tap into that Aries Libra energy, which is me, 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 and you, me, you and me, you and me. Try and think about yourself as much as you think about anyone else, and also focus on self-care. That can be something as simple as taking a lovely hot shower or a bath, you know, giving yourself time to, you know, beautiful lotions and potions and whatever, or taking a walk in the park, or finding time to meditate every day, which is really, really powerful. The thing about self-care is that it gives yourself a message, which is that you are good enough, that you are worthy of this special time for yourself, for example. And with the Aries Libra energy of this full moon eclipse in Libra, it is really important to remind yourself that you are worth it. Now, why does this help with manifesting? Because self-worth is the number one thing. Well, maybe not the number one thing, one of the top number one things, because gratitude is a really big one in manifesting as well. But self-worth, believing you are worth it, is absolutely crucial to manifesting. And so doing a little bit of self-love, like I said, like a lovely hot bath, it's just my personal favorite, you know, going down to the river if you've got a river near you, or the lake or the pond or the ocean or whatever you've got, just taking time for yourself. You know, maybe treating yourself to some extra nice groceries and making yourself a lovely dinner, getting yourself a massage, you know, but it doesn't always have to be expensive. It can just be giving yourself time out in the sunshine. By doing that, you're showing yourself that you are worth it. And when you know you're worth something, your manifesting is going to be much more powerful. And remember that as we move into the eclipse season, this eclipse portal, it really is a powerful time for manifesting. And also, I'm just going to say, this is nothing to do in particular with the full moon eclipse or the fact that it's in Libra, but do process your feelings, okay? Process whatever feelings are coming up for you. So this is not, you don't want to just pretend everything's okay. If you really are sad about something, if there's a relationship situation that's making you sad, for example, in particular, you know, anything that's making you sad, have a good sob, because your emotions are going to come to the surface this week. This is kind of something you should do at the full moon in Libra, especially in eclipse. Feel all your feelings. Because by processing those feelings, you will start to release them, okay? And in a nutshell, when we're manifesting, we get back what we put out. So if you don't feel all your feelings, if you kind of go, everything's okay, everything's okay, everything's okay, when it's not actually okay, then you can't kid the universe, you can't kid yourself, and you're going to block your manifesting. So do feel all your feelings. Another really good thing not to do this full moon eclipse is to compromise too much, okay? Don't compromise too much. Now, you might think, oh, that doesn't sound right, but the thing is, life does tend to sometimes be about compromises, okay? Especially if you're in a long-term relationship and you want this, your partner wants that, and you do need to compromise, okay, on a fairly regular basis. However, there is such a thing as too much compromise. And with this Aries Libra full moon eclipse energy, you just need to be sure that you're not slipping into people-pleasing mode, okay? Don't just agree to whatever, again, sort of to keep the peace. Don't compromise your ideals, your morals, your values, anything like that, just to kind of, go along to get along. Try to avoid doing that to a point where it's hurting you. And again, why? Because it will affect your manifesting abilities. Because if you are compromising yourself for someone or something, then on some level you will know in your heart that you are really kind of not in integrity with what you really believe to be right, what you really believe to be correct. Okay. And if you slip out of integrity, then that again is when your manifesting will start to go down the tube. Why? Because if you're in integrity, it comes back to you know you're worth it. You know you're doing the right thing. You know you deserve XYZ. You know you've earned XYZ. But if you're behaving, in a way that is out of integrity with your beliefs, morals, values, and so on, then it's hard to stay in a very high state of positive vibrations, okay? So that's another thing, is do not compromise, or especially don't overly compromise. A bit of compromise is a good thing, but if you feel that you are putting up with something, for example, that is unacceptable, it's like if you are accepting the unacceptable, that's when you need to have a little word with yourself and think, okay, do I really want that for myself? One last thing I wanted to mention about what not to do at this full moon, which is kind of feels a bit random. Don't overlook the power of a beautiful environment. Okay. So, I mean, I don't know about you. My life sometimes feels like constant chaos. And I'm very lucky that I am able to have people come in and help me at home, because otherwise I would just get completely overwhelmed. And so I have at least one person who comes in on a very regular basis to help me get things in order. And it's so important, if you can, to keep things in order to an extent, because otherwise your brain is just going to be taken up with, oh, my God, I've got to fix the shower curtain. Oh, my God, I've got to do the dishes. Oh, my God, I've got to, you know, get that pipe replaced or whatever. So now, obviously, you may or may not be in a position to have someone come in and help you, you know, that you pay, but maybe you've got a friend who can help you come over and sort things out, or a family member. If you know your life is in chaos because your home environment is not harmonious at the moment, this is a really good week to work on it. And do not underestimate the power of having a harmonious, decluttered environment. I'm actually reminded of a time, must be 20, 25 years ago now, where I went to the home of the beautiful Louise Hay, who founded Hay House, which is my publisher's. And her house was like a Zen thing. It was like feng shuied. It was just so beautiful. And that was really an outward expression of her own inner peace. Okay. And Libra is all about harmony and balance and beauty. So at the time of this full moon eclipse in Libra, you know, if you are living in chaos, really step up your efforts. And if you have to do it by yourself, just start, you know, buy the Marie Kondo book. I've actually never read it because I've just never got around to it. But apparently it's amazing, where you just start to declutter and get rid of all your stuff. Another really good book actually is by Karen Kingston. It's called Clear Your Space or something like that. Karen Kingston was her first book about clearing your clutter. Really good. And I actually think Denise Lynn, who's my fellow Hay House author, does a bit of work on this as well. So if you can't afford to have someone come in and help you, if you don't have a family member or a friend who can come around and help you, get yourself a book and just get started on clearing your space. because clutter will destroy your peace of mind. And when it comes to manifesting, remember, we get back what we put out. So if your mind is just chaos and your house is just chaos, you're just going to attract more chaos. And it will enhance your well-being, and it will enhance the well-being of anyone else who lives in your space as well. So that is the full moon in Libra. And I would like to end by giving you a chant. It's the chant I always do for the full moon. And it's the chant I learned in India back in 2005. And if you only do this chant one time this year, I strongly recommend you do it this week as we move into the full moon in Libra eclipse. We are now in the eclipse season. It's a very, very potent time for change. And this eclipse offers everything up to the divine. Okay, so we're going to end the podcast with three Om Namo Narayanis, which is Sanskrit for I surrender to the divine, or I surrender to the divine mother. So think about whatever it is you need to release, let go, forgive, surrender, whatever you're moving on from, whichever changes you're not happy with, that you want to leave behind, a situation, anything that's been complicated or difficult. Three chants, Om Namo Narayani, to take us out of this week's podcast as we step into eclipse season. Here we go. Om Namo Narayani. May all the changes in your life this eclipse week be good changes. Remember, feel all your feelings, surrender, release, let go, move on, and know that whatever's happening for you this week, even if it feels challenging, will ultimately, almost certainly, turn out for the best. See ya. Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take Moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.